Message number 5, the righteousness of the bride. Roman numeral number 1. The righteousness of God is what God is in his action with respect to justice and righteousness. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A. Our experience of Christ rests upon the foundation of God's righteousness. B. The foundation is God's righteousness, the unshakable foundation of God's throne. Roman numeral number 2. There are 4 aspects of the definition of righteousness. A. Righteousness is to be right with persons, things, and matters before God, according to his righteous and strict requirements. B. Righteousness is the outward expression of the Christ who lives in us as the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:8. How shall the ministry of the Spirit not be more in glory? 9. For if there is glory with the ministry of condemnation, much more the ministry of righteousness abounds with glory. 1. This is righteousness as God's image. Ephesians 4:24. And put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. Colossians 3:10. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. 2. The ministry of righteousness is a ministry of the Lord's image. C. Righteousness is a matter of God's kingdom. 1. God's kingdom is righteousness. 2. Righteousness is related to God's government, administration, and rule. D. Righteousness is a matter of our being right with God in our being. 2. A 2 Corinthians 5:21. Him who did not know sin, he made sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 1. To be right with God in our being is to have an inner being that is transparent and crystal clear, an inner being that is in the mind and will of God. 2. This is a matter of our being the righteousness of God in Christ. Roman numeral number 3. Righteousness is related to God's outward acts, ways, actions, and activities. A. Everything God does is righteous. B. Whatever God is in his justice and righteousness constitutes his righteousness. Roman numeral number 4. God is righteous in the blood of Jesus, his Son. A. God is faithful in his word and righteous in the blood of Jesus, his Son. B. His word is the word of the truth of his gospel, which tells us that he will forgive us our sins because of Christ. The blood of Christ has fulfilled his righteous requirements that he might forgive us our sins. C. To forgive us is to release us from the offense of our sins, whereas to cleanse us is to wash us from the stain of our unrighteousness. Roman numeral number 5. Righteousness is related to the kingdom of God. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Chapter 8, verse 4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. A. The church life is the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is righteousness. B. God's throne is established with righteousness as the foundation. C. Where God's righteousness is, there his kingdom is also. D. In the Old Testament, righteousness is often synonymous with a kingdom. E. Where there is righteousness, everything is headed up in a proper way. This is the kingdom. F. Righteousness first issues in the image of God, and then righteousness establishes the kingdom of God. 1. In Romans 8, we have righteousness in God's image. 2. In Romans 14, we have righteousness in God's kingdom. 3. Both the image and the kingdom are based on righteousness. G. To say that righteousness will dwell in the new heavens and new earth means that everything will be in order, headed up, and regulated. 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. 2 Peter 3:13, but according to his promise, we are expecting new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. 1. Everything will be governed, controlled, and under the proper rule, for the throne of God, the kingdom, the divine administration, will be there. 2. The result will be peace and joy.
Roman numeral 6. In Revelation 19:7-8, we see the righteousness of the bride. Revelation 19:7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Verse 8. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. A. There are two aspects of Christ being righteousness to the believers. 1. The first aspect is to be the believer's righteousness for them to be justified before God objectively at the time of their repenting unto God and believing into Christ. 2. The second aspect is to be the believer's righteousness lived out of them as the manifestation of God, who is the righteousness in Christ given to the believers for them to be justified by God subjectively. 3. As our objective righteousness, Christ is the one in whom we are justified by God. 4. As our subjective righteousness, Christ is the one dwelling in us to live for us a life that can be justified by God and that is always acceptable to God. B. Christ lived out of the saints as their subjective righteousness becomes their wedding garment. 1. The righteousness we received for our salvation is objective and enables us to meet the requirement of the righteous God, whereas the righteousnesses of the overcoming saints are subjective and enable them to meet the requirement of the overcoming Christ. 2. The wedding garment in Matthew 22:11-12 signifies the Christ whom we lived out and who is expressed through us in our daily living as our surpassing righteousness. Matthew 22:11. But when the king came in to look at those reclining at table, he saw there a man who was not clothed with a wedding garment. Verse 12. And he said to him, Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Revelation 3:4. But you have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, because they are worthy. Verse 5. He who overcomes will be clothed thus in white garments, and I shall by no means erase his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. See, The Lord's bride, his wife, has made herself ready, and it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. Revelation 19, 7b through 8. 1. Revelation 19, 8 clearly associates clothing with righteousness. 2. The word righteousnesses in verse 8 is plural and can be translated as righteous acts. 3. The righteousnesses do not refer to Christ as a righteousness whom we received for our salvation. 4. The fine linen indicates our overcoming life, our overcoming living. 5. The fine linen is the Christ whom we lived out of our being. D. Blessed are they, the overcoming saints, who are called to the marriage dinner of the Lamb. Revelation 19:9. 1. The marriage dinner of the Lamb here is the wedding feast in Matthew 22:2. Matthew 22:2. The kingdom of the heavens has become like a king who prepared a wedding feast for his son. 2. To be called to the marriage dinner of Christ is to be blessed. 3. The overcoming believers who will be called to the marriage dinner of the Lamb will also be the bride of the Lamb.
Testimony. I have thought that when I confess my sins, God can forgive them because He loves me. But God's act of forgiving my sins is entirely based on righteousness. I used to think that when I confess my sins, God could forgive them because He loved me. But God's act of forgiving my sins is based entirely on righteousness. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Footnote 2. God is faithful in His word and righteous in the blood of Jesus His Son. His word is the word of the truth of His gospel, which tells us that He will forgive us our sins because of Christ, and the blood of Christ has fulfilled His righteous requirements that He might forgive us our sins. If we confess our sins, He, according to His word and based on the redemption through the blood of Jesus, forgives us because He must be faithful in His word and righteous in the blood of Jesus. Otherwise, He would be unfaithful and unrighteous. This week's outline states, Roman numeral number 1a. Our experience of Christ rests upon the foundation of God's righteousness. B. The foundation is God's righteousness, the unshakable foundation of God's throne. Roman numeral number 5g. To say that righteousness will dwell in the new heavens and new earth means that everything will be in order, headed up, and regulated. According to these outlines, the experiences of Christ must be based on the righteousness, and righteousness brings reign and order. Here I give the testimony of my previous workplace. Shortly after being headhunted to join the Japanese subsidiary of a US-based company, I realized that all the executives at the Japanese subsidiary were ignoring the US headquarters' key strategy. From God's perspective, this is clearly unrighteous. 1 month after joining the company, I held a headquarters-wide meeting and explained the following during the first hour. Our US headquarters is exceptionally strong, and our stock price has reached the highest level in the industry. They have established a key strategy that underpins all actions. Every member of our Japanese subsidiary must understand this key strategy and make it our own key strategy. The outline of my message was written in English and I reported it directly to the U.S. headquarters. As a result, the U.S. headquarters was very pleased and said, "Because we have this person, we at headquarters can invest in Japan with confidence." One day, one of my subordinates asked me, "Why are you able to so readily incorporate the key strategy from the U.S. headquarters into your own strategy?" I immediately replied, "This company is not my company. I am not invited when they decide on key strategy. Therefore, I don't know how this was decided. But regardless, as long as I receive a salary from this company, I must do my utmost to follow their policies for the sake of this company's interests. Otherwise, I would be unrighteousness toward the company. Unless the foundation of righteousness is laid in my church life, family life, and business life, I cannot be blessed by God."